Very much so. Particularly the horse-drawn boats, because it is a skill which is different. Helming a horse-drawn boat, you're constantly being pulled by the rope and the horse. You pull towards the towpath of the canal, and you have to sort of keep the boat midstream, because the canal, when it was made over 200 years ago, was like a saucer shape, deep in the middle and not so deep on the sides. Well, it's a matter of maintaining the canals rather than improving them. They need to be as they always were. They're very tranquil. They're very nice to walk down the towpaths. You can enjoy lots of walks. You see nature in the roar as it speaks. It's a very enjoyable, relaxing experience walking down the canal. It's peaceful by the water. The Helwyn Trust in Welshpool, which the name Helwyn is Welsh for sunshine boats, and the Variety Club of Great Britain and Prince Charles, as he was then, started the Helwyn Trust in 1985, and it's been going ever since, and it's still in existence and taking trips today. But the ethos of the organisation was that the trip should be free, and we still don't charge. We have to, like modern times, ask for a donation if they can make it, but there's no obligation to pay if you can't afford to pay. But we take mainly elderly people from care homes. There are a lot of care homes about, more so than any time, I think. We are, as a nation, we're living longer, so therefore old people need to be looked after. We take day centres as well, which is that they operate quite well, and we have schools for children with special needs. We have the blind people coming, but they don't call them blind these days. They call them visually impaired, which is rather nice, isn't it? Visually impaired. At one time on the boat, I had 5 dogs, which was quite an occasion with 5 dogs on the boat. The job cleaning up afterwards was quite horrendous. For weeks, there was hairs everywhere. I think they were all molting at the same time. But we had a horse-drawn boat at one time giving trips in Welshpool. We did about 3 or 4 seasons before, unfortunately, the man went bankrupt. But there we go. That's what happens. We did 3-day holidays, and people used to come from all around. We had a fully qualified chef on board. We used to stop for lunch. And because it's a discontinued canal, it's cut off at both ends, 3 days was enough. We could cover the entire canal. But it went well. We enjoyed it. Well, obviously, it was only when I came to live in Wales, I heard about the organisation, and I offered my services, because they were having difficulty to find people to operate the trip boat we had in Welshpool, which used to operate 7 days a week. And I came up with the idea that I said I was prepared to do 2 days a week. And I know our village postman in Ardleen, he did 2 days a week, and they got other people doing two you know, the odd day. And we used to run the trip boats. It was all volunteering work, but it used to run quite successful. The people that ran it had a restaurant boat as well, which was a permanent fixture there. And people used to come in the evening to have a dinner party, and they would give their orders to the chef in the restaurant boat, and I'd take them for a short trip for about half an hour, and by the time we got back, their meal was ready for them.
Keeping it so that it's accessible with the overgrowth, but obviously that's how that happens everywhere, doesn't it? And at the end of the canal, there is a bit where it's a little bit broken, so that needs to be repaired, I think.
There has been litter along there, so it's really important to make sure everybody keeps picking up the litter. And I know there's an eco committee here at the school, so we need to make sure that that message through the eco committee is given to everybody to pick up your litter.
Because of my husband, because he was a member of the committee and everything, they needed some women to make the tea and everything. And I talk too much, so I was quite good at looking after the visitors and telling them all about the history. The visitor centre is based in what was the old canal stabling for the horses. And it's, as you leave the village going towards Oswestry, you go over the canal bridge and then you look down to your right, and that's the visitor centre. Well, the ones I love most are the yellow irises, of course. But if you go the other way towards Carrigova in July, I think it is, there is something called a flowering rush. You could look it up in a flower book, but it is the most beautiful water plant. And you can see them the other side of the Carrigova Lane with the next stretch along there.